When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hello, and welcome back to another Attraction HQ podcast. My name is Hayley Quinn, and I'm here to take, an axe or something to all of our currently held views around dating, sex, love, and relationships in the name of actually really helping you guys to get to a space where you're going to do some stuff and make some changes in your life, which will actually get you to where you want with dating, sex, and relationships. Because if you feel that this area of your life at the moment is like pushing a boulder up a hill, and no matter how many YouTube videos you watch and tricks you learn, that still women are reacting to you and responding to you in the same way, or that you're just not in the right headspace yet, we're here today to talk to you about the big levers that can actually affect change in your life. And for the first time, I think, on this podcast, we don't have a set plan today, because I've been joined by, I'm going to call you the artist formerly known as Johnny Berber.
Yes.
And Johnny and I go back way many years through doing a YouTube video together. A little interview. Since then, Johnny has become really well known for helping loads of guys on YouTube and in his coaching to overcome their social anxieties and get great at approaching women. Along the way, also, Johnny and I have had a few overlaps knowing the same kinds of people. And really, what we both experienced this year was, or last year, I should say, was that thing when you didn't realize that you were faking it, and instead you were putting across a false personality and identity completely by accident. And then you had to go through some dramatic, life-changing events that change your DNA. The best analogy I heard about this was, it's like, sometimes you know change needs to come, or that there's an error in your ways, or something's happening, but it's really, really easy, in fact super easy, to ignore those signals, the first rumbles of it, and then you ignore it, put it off, and then suddenly a storm comes into your life and you can't bloody ignore the fact that you're on the wrong path anymore, and you have to suddenly deal with it, and it's epic. So you said that Johnny Berber
I think Johnny Berber's dead.
Right, I was going to say, I was like, should I say that? Was that too dramatic?
I think dead in the sense of that archetype that people know me by, that's gone. So I think now I am my true, true authentic self, where before it was part authentic self, part putting on an act.
Right.
Because I was very insecure about abuse that I'd underwent from my father when I was younger, and I wasn't aware of it until years later. Not to show off, after shagging a lot of women, and I thought I was good, I thought I was confident, I was very insecure. And I want the guys to know that.
Yeah, I'm really insecure as well. I'd like to add that. I was just thinking, I literally thought this morning, wow, I'm really neurotic and really anxious and really insecure as a person. Yeah. So one of the first principles of kind of why we wanted to, we're going to actually listen to a bit of Johnny's story today. And one of the reasons we decided to do this is, you might look at like guys on YouTube or me on YouTube or girls or whatever, and you might think, these guys have got it sorted. They're complete rock stars. They just do what they want. They're so confident. And that actually might make you feel a bit inadequate or not good, or like you're not learning it right. So we're here to deconstruct all of that, hold our hands up and go, actually, we're all human beings. You know, we all suffer. We all go through stuff. We all have pain in our past that we have to deal with, and that there's no artifice here. So Can I ask what brought about this big change?
Yeah, to be honest, for many years, I was too ashamed to talk about it. I was hiding it. And even I protected myself from looking at it. And I never realised that the way my dad treated me was really affecting my relationships. I was unkind to women. I was very domineering. I was overly sensitive. I was nice sometimes. But I wasn't very nice. I was quite unkind to women, and it started to ruin my relationships. So I was a great teacher when I was teaching. I was a saint. I was lovely. I was congruent. But in my own personal life, I was really struggling.
Right.
I didn't want to tell anyone about it.
What did you mean by being unkind?
Just taking this alpha maleism to the extreme and being too domineering and just forgetting about people's emotions. I just became too arrogant, I think, you know, because of insecurity. And I thought I was doing the right thing. I believe this is what women want. And to some extent, some women do, but I realised in the long run, women don't actually want that. And I lost every woman I was with. Most women didn't want to stay with me for a long time. Or I ruined the relationship before they could do it to me. I was cheating all the time on women.
Yeah, self-sabotage as well.
And I think I was frightened of falling in love.
Afraid
of being abandoned.
Right.
Which I would never admit it before, and I never would have believed. Because I was so confident I'd get women anytime I want. And you know, and I was being myself. I wasn't using tricks or pickup lines, but within being myself, I was hiding.
I think what's really interesting.
Suffering. I want the guys to know I was suffering. You know.
Yeah, and I think that the thing is they say that it's a conscious fear of intimacy. So that could be like cheating, being a bit distant, withdrawing, breaking the relationship up, creating volatility, conscious fear of intimacy, unconscious fear of abandonment. So it's like, actually, you're doing all that stuff to keep people away because you don't want people to leave and you don't want people to hurt you. So it's this massive
protection, isn't it?
It is. It's and self-defense.
The abundance is a false abundance.
Right.
True abundance is not being afraid to fall in love.
Right.
But when you've got loads of choice and you say, I've got 10 women, I can meet this one, you're avoiding connection. Mitching.
And you're spreading your risk because actually putting all your eggs in one basket, suddenly you're emotionally vulnerable and you can't handle it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a massive believer in that. I'm interested in this conversation as well because on the other half of the coin, a lot of the time guys will be, they say, consciously afraid of intimacy, unconsciously fearing abandonment, whilst actually the women that they tend to pair up with have the reverse problem, and this has been me. So it's like consciously afraid of being abandoned. Mm-hmm. So that means we'll put up lots of bullshit in the relationship. We'll try and save and rescue the other person.
You're talking about on the woman's
side? Yeah, woman's side.
Oh, okay.
We'll try and be really overly understanding and help the guy out and go back to him and let your self-esteem fall
this
to pieces.
This is the one I attract.
Right, you're the man I attract. We should be worried. Maybe there'll be an epic romance here, guys.
This is the woman I always attract.
Right, and this is me. This is me. Because these two halves fit together. And then that woman... goes in there, but that's her, and her, get this, that's her conscious fear is abandonment and her unconscious fear is intimacy. So in fact, she can't handle proper intimacy either.
Right.
So she shacks up with someone like
a man
you
who can
handle it. And then you
this
become,
madness, yeah.
Yeah, but it becomes, you get in these toxic, as I'm a complete veteran of this is like my life, toxic relationships where these two parts are just reenacted, and you're reenacting something from a long time in the past, you know, a scarily long time ago. And so an important part of people's journey is to go, oh shit, that's me. Accept, you know, some self-awareness, some acceptance. And then you know what? You have to do the hard and brutal work of going back and dealing with your shit and actually finally facing it.
Yes.
You know, because I ran very successfully away from myself for decades.
You've done it for a long time as well.
Yeah, years, decades. It was all going back to stuff in my past, like early past, childhood trauma.
A lot of it comes from the relationship with the family, doesn't it?
Yeah, completely.
So I got a lot of love from my mum, but my dad was very hard on me. You know, he was very aggressive and he was mixed with his emotions. So I think it affected my psychology within trust and intimacy. So being okay, I'll be all right, you know, personality disorder for a few weeks or months, I'm great. And then I'm freaking out, you know, so.
Yeah, and I think a really helpful exercise I once did around this is my psychotherapist asked me to write down all the qualities that my mum had and that my dad had and their behaviours. And then you start to match these up with the people that you're attracting and how you're behaving. And you start seeing
the patterns.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, when you start seeing the patterns, it's not that you solve the equation. It's just like you start to get the first tools of self-awareness and you're no longer getting sucked into the same cycles where ultimately you're just re-traumatizing yourself and causing more pain and more suffering by how you're going about your life.
I think there's so much bliss in the honesty. Once you admit this, it's difficult, and that's when the healing starts coming. And I think I don't regret what happened to me. I'm not sure how you feel, but I'm glad I went through this because I wouldn't go back to being a virgin and being shy, but I'm glad I went through it because it was a very humbling experience. So I've kind of gone in a big circle, learnt this, learnt the principles, so got some of the good stuff from it, but most of it was I had to get rid of it. And that was getting rid of most of my personality.
Yeah, and I think you know what?
Restructuring and rebuilding. I feel like I'm born again.
Right.
My mum phoned me up the day, she said, I'm worried, are you a born again Christian? I said, no, I just feel good. She said, your eyes will change, you're different. I said, I'm being myself, you know,
right.
Before I was hiding.
Yeah, and for me, it was, I was really incapable of being vulnerable. So I would never ask for help, never admit if I was suffering. It was a lot of front. And you know what? If I was feeling pain, my go-to default was to run out and do something to distract myself from myself. So I did it, you know, the girl version of it, which is, you know, if I was single, I'd be going on loads of dates, enjoying the attention, the validation, or kind of almost engineering dramatic relationship scenarios, you know, because the drama was feeding something in me. So I'd pick like rubbish guys and then just stay with them because something in that made me feel alive. And honestly, the drama that was outside was taking away from the hurt that was buried deep in there.
Yeah.
And in fact, as soon as that drama switched off, so for me, that meant going celibate, going like literally leading the nun life, which was basically terrifying to me. This was terrifying. The thought of going home, which is a phase I'm still, you know, I'm coming out of it, but at a snail-like pace of going home every bloody night, not going on any dating apps, not trying to hit on anybody, not trying to flirt with anyone, going on no dates, making myself some dinner, doing some work, doing some meditation, and going to bed and reading a book.
This is madness, Haley. It's like I'm talking to myself because I'm doing everything you said. I'm doing exactly the same.
Yeah,
and this is got laid in over 5 months, and to be honest, it's killing me because I was addicted to sex, but it feels like the right thing to do, and I'm doing the same as you're doing.
You have to
and
break.
I think that's what makes you a really good teacher. I think it makes us both good teachers that we're both so honest and we're learning from the mistakes and we're teaching our students our mistakes. You know,
right? Because I think what I think probably informed both of our teaching early on was that desire, that drive for the attention and the excitement and the dating and the sex means what? Guess what? If you can get over your social anxieties and fears, you can come pretty bloody good at like flirting with people, chatting people up,
you
becoming
better,
sexual.
You do it naturally without even trying.
Uh-huh.
So what I always say to people, just touching on pickup and all this stuff we're taught, a lot of it's good, but a lot of it's exaggerated. Men are being overly alpha male to prove they're alpha male. And I think it's just coming back and being more human again and absorbing some of the principles.
Yeah, because when you go through, I think one of the nice things you said is when you can accept that the big goal isn't to have like 10 women that you could see at any given time. Aren't we all tempted? I'm tempted. Do you know what? It's bloody hard
to not text.
You know what? There's been several times I've just been, and honestly, I'm taping this in January. It literally was meant to be the most depressing.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Day of the year yesterday. So to sit there and go, right, I have no distractions from the fact this is the most depressing day of the year, the temptation to ring someone up, start something up, you know, go out, But I know it's not right. I just know it's not right and it's not healthy, so I'm not doing it. But I think probably in our process of teaching, in the beginning, I think, at least what I found is I was teaching people lots of skills about essentially like how to pull or how to meet people, mm-hmm. because that's what was fueling me. And so I came really good. And you know what? I've got some pretty good ways to help out on that front. But, massive but, there's like a huge asterisk here, which says, you know what though? If you're not coming from a really grounded and consolidated place, this mm-hmm. is almost going to fuel the fire, and then eventually there's going to be an explosion burnout moment where you're going to have to, and then you're going to look around and your whole world will have disintegrated around you. And then you have to do the real stuff. And actually,
The real work,
which will then bring you to a space where, you know what, you can go up, you do it in a balanced way. And if you get the opportunity to have a loving relationship with someone who's equally capable in a healthy way of doing that, you're open to it. Yes. In the right capacity, and you're not caught up in all this bullshit or ego, what you think you should be doing.
Yes. I think what you're saying, it's okay to go out and meet women, but I think when you're, or women to meet men, but I think when you're doing it to hide trauma,
yes.
that's when it hurts you. And I know that not all of our followers have got trauma with their family, but for guys or women that have got trauma from their past, if you're hiding and you're dating to hide it, it's going to really damage you later on.
Yeah.
It will come out. You can't keep hiding it.
Yeah, and
when you meet people, sorry, Hayley, when you meet people that are more grounded than you, they see it and they feel
right.
it. And I started to meet women that are more grounded than me. One of the ladies that you work with, she's been an amazing friend to me and previous girlfriend, and she could kind of see me more. And that's what I thought, I have to change, because, you know, real sharp people can see when you're hiding. So you get away with it for a while, as you said, with certain people, but eventually it comes out.
Yeah, you can only run for so long. You know what, it's not fun being on the run your whole life anyway.
Running from yourself.
Yeah, it is. I honestly think that, honestly, dating and love is like our biggest escapist activity. Yes. And often, you know, if people like go out drinking too much, or they're having loads of sex, or they're using drugs or something, whatever it is, it's usually all coming from the same dysfunctional yeah. place. And the things that I've had to do when I've recognized this dysfunction, and I know if you're listening to this, you're thinking this is you or not. I guess, like, what could I say to recognize the signs that you're entering into dysfunction with stuff? I guess if it's like Groundhog Day in your relationships, you keep yeah. doing the same bullshit, it keeps happening every time.
What were the signs that you seen when it started happening to you? When did you start feeling certain? Because I get an inkling that something don't feel right.
Mm.
That's what, for me, it was.
Yeah, I felt, okay, so in all my relationships, I felt off my life path. Let's start there. I didn't feel ever like, even though my work was going pretty good and some things were going pretty good, yeah. I never really felt consolidated, like I was doing things right. I was always in a space of need, fantasy, willful optimism. So I'm speaking a lot from the girl side of things, mm-hmm. you know? I was never really, like, I would never go into a relationship with a guy and be like, hey, this is what I want, this is what I'm, you know, I never talk about my wants and my needs. I would just kind of like start having fun with someone. Mm-hmm. We'd date loads, it'd be exciting, there'd be lots of drama, lots of adventure together, mm-hmm. it'd be very romantic. And then that fantasy would last for a certain period of time. And then actually what would happen is he could no longer keep up that end of the fantasy and started resenting keeping up that end of the fantasy. So it would start to withdraw and yeah. actually do things that were aggressing on me in one way or another to make me, to kind of push me away. And then I would like try and go back to the fantasy and like try and drag him back. And then this horrible cycle kicks off. And you know what? When the fantasy ends, often that's the point where you should go, actually, this relationship ain't right, or we both mm-hmm. have got more work to do on ourselves, we can't be together right now. No one ever does that. People get caught in these
right.
endless cycles of like reenacting things. And I think that at the end of it, I started to realize that my life became so self-destructive. Like my work was slipping, I canceled commitments to friends, mm-hmm, I wasn't mm-hmm. sleeping right, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was partying too much. Like, so there were so many negatives were starting to arise.
A lot of escapism, isn't it?
Loads of escapism. Traveling a lot, you know, constantly needing excitement, basically, and yeah, stimulation, because yeah. I couldn't just sit there and mm-hmm. be with myself.
Yes.
And also within our relationship, we couldn't just sit and couldn't just be, because that the relationship wouldn't have survived. It was like
survived on that.
Yeah, drama was the oxygen.
You need that constant stimulus, don't you?
Right.
I was the same.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't sit in my flat by myself too long. I'd do a teaching session, it'd be great. Come home, sit down, and I think, I can't do this. I've got to go out. I've got to go on the street,
right.
approach women, or, you know, go for a drink, food.
Yeah, so it's quite a scary. So it's, speaking to you, actually, it's quite interesting because I feel like we're doing the two halves of the same coin.
It sounds mad, but I knew that we're going to meet again. I knew that it's going to happen. I have crazy visions sometimes, and I knew that we're going to be placed again.
Yeah,
and talk about something like this.
Yeah, because it's a weird and
the guys
crazy
think I've gone
time.
Mad. Everyone thinks I've gone mad and spiritual. I think I haven't. I've just become more aware of everything. My mum thinks I've gone mad and spiritual, and I'm a born again Christian. I've gone crazy, but no, just more aware.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing to do as well, is to accept that change. So I guess I'm hoping that for you guys, if you're listening to this, you might recognise that there's something of you in this behaviour.
I want to say as well to the guys that real men cry, because lately I've been crying every day, and I never used to cry. I consider myself
real people cry
from the street. I'm a real alpha male. Been in loads of street fights. I was bullied. I've been from such a violent past, but I've been crying every day, and it's been tears of joy, happiness, relief.
Yeah.
Relief.
Because you're finally back to back. So, yeah, that's what I felt like. I was like, oh,
men
wow.
Men need to cry more, you know? That's what they need.
Yeah. And I think that's something, I think people need to cry. I love having a good cry. And I find it hard to cry.
You find it hard to cry?
Yes, definitely.
I can't stop.
Oh, I need it more, though. You know, I need it. A bit of a cry is really good. I know I feel safe with someone. I really trust them when I can have a good cry.
Yes.
You know, and actually, I think all these emotions and how we're taught we're supposed to behave. You know what? Sometimes there's these primal emotions that get trapped.
They get so suppressed, don't they?
Yeah.
And they damage us. They get blocked. It's energy, and we've got to get it out, you know?
Yeah. And at the other end, I don't think the thing is, we're not at the end of this process, are we?
I feel like this is just a start for myself and for yourself. Yeah. I think you're onto something massive, what you're doing.
Yeah, but I think it's coming with the, not to get too preachy on you guys, but this is like the true message.
But I think we had to go through that to get to where we are now. We couldn't have handled this place without going through that, you know?
Right.
It's maturing, I think.
Yeah, and I think there's something in that for the guys as well. You know, sometimes, and I see it with guys I work with and also guys in my social circle, they kind of go through like a red mist madness patch. Do you know what I mean? Where they have to go out and they have to date all the girls.
There's this need, I have to. That's how I felt. And it's, I was like, who's this person that says I have to? There was a voice, you have to get laid. You've got to get laid. You've got to do more. You've got to make more money. You've got more YouTube videos. You've got to get more. Just like, I can't take it no more. I've had enough, you know?
Right. And you kind of see people going through it. And then you actually respect, you know, probably all the people that watched us going through it. The more grounded and more aware
people
ones.
People look at me going, he's going to break soon.
He's going to break soon. And you know what? We broke.
I'm just as vulnerable as a student. So it's good. It's good that they see us like this. And I really do think this is teaching on a much higher level, you know, being more human.
Right. So I think the first thing you can do is just, I guess the first step is always awareness and accepting it and holding your hands up. And I feel, you know, I still feel weird doing that when I'm there, like, of a Sunday night reading articles on love addiction and, like, going, I've said to Johnny, we're on a time frame today, I've got to see my therapist.
Therapists are great, then. I think every teacher needs a teacher.
Yes, you know, I agree.
I've got a mentor myself, and I always say to people, I think people are frightened to invest the money in a mentor. But if you invest now, you'll get it back.
Yes, it's the best.
I invested thousands in counselling, and it just, my business grew, my relationships got better, and at least now I'm living with the truth.
Right.
But before, it was just a version of the truth, which was bullshit. You know, so. Sorry, I swore, man. I swear.
Yeah, completely. These podcasts are all massively. I just can't help it. I just get in the zone. Words come out. So I know that you're not saying Johnny, but so what's happening with your YouTube content? Can I ask what you're doing with that?
I'm still going to go out and approach, speak to women, but I'm not. I'm looking for a girlfriend. I'm single, so I'm still going to teach things, but it's just going to be at a more, I'd say it's still the same, but it's more on an honest level because I was still teaching really good stuff 3 years ago, and I was a great teacher, but I wasn't living it, so I was contradicting myself. So I'm teaching people to be honest and love women and respect women. I'm going away and I'm not applying it enough. So I'm actually applying it in my own life now. So I think the teaching's just got more, you know, relationship building.
Yeah, so is that
it's
the main...
a little bit spiritual, but I don't want to frighten people off. It's still practical. It's still going out speaking to people. But it's all about relationship with the self, you know. It's all about self-love. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's all about love, you know.
And
fear is the destination. Fear is what separates us from love.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue that's beautiful and profound.
Yeah.
And I'm 100 million percent on board. For you guys, this podcast is probably going to come out just after I've done it. I'm doing a TEDx event in Nevada this weekend.
How are you feeling about that, Asim? That's brilliant.
Yeah, nervous, because I'm going to go well honest, as you can imagine.
You're going to do brilliant, because your talks are really good, really honest.
Yeah, but I've never had to do something on a script before, you know? Script it, learn it, memorise it, time it. Yeah. So, different for me. But the point is the same, you know, that at the end, yeah. You know, when people said, you have to love yourself first, I was like, what a load of crap. Like, how cheesy, rubbish. Fuzzy. And I've gone... I get that now, but I get it in a different sense. So I'm really pleased you said that. Mm-hmm. So people can still go to johnnyberber.com.
You can go to johnnyberber.com, check out my YouTube channel.
What's your YouTube? Is it just Johnny Berber?
It's, I don't actually know the URL. They'll find it if they just go on my website. It's on my website.
And yeah, and you're pretty Googleable, Google, aren't
you? Yeah, you'll find it.
Okay. Well, I really love this talk. So
it's
we're going to...
Brilliant.
Yeah, so we're going to go across. If you liked what Johnny's story and what he's had to say, we're actually going to do another podcast with Johnny right now for my female listeners. So if you haven't checked it out already, please go and look at my Love HQ podcast. It's meant to be for girls, but you know what? Obviously, I don't really give a shit like who listens to. Listen to what suits you and what you like and what you need.
It's going to help everyone, isn't it? It's going to touch everyone.
Yes. And of course, as I said, all these podcasts are done for free. Johnny's come out to the depths of East London today to do this. So if you like it or you think it's useful or you notice someone who's in a situation where they could make use of this, please comment, please like, please share, please subscribe, because that's what helps to keep the podcast going. And I'll be back again next week with another episode of Attraction HQ. See you later, guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at hayleyquinnxx, on Instagram as hayleyquinnx, and on Twitter as plain old hayleyquinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.